She lifts a brow but doesn't say anything else. Then she flicks her fingers again, and this time, shadow bugs pour from the ceiling onto the ground all around us. One plops onto my head, and I have to bite the insides of my cheeks to keep from screaming. Hudson reaches out, quick as lightning, and knocks it onto the ground, and I can take a breath again. I just want to shout out Lorelai's name to get the Queen's attention, but my gut is telling me now is the worst time to do that, when I need her mercy. She'll simply think it's a trick, or worse, go into a bug-filled fit of rage. Thankfully, Macy extends both hands in front of her.
Ickney!
Her spells send fire washing over every single one of the shadow creatures, incinerating them on contact. I turn to look at her, wide-eyed.
I've been practicing, just in case.
Hell yeah, you have.
You really think you just did something? There are millions more where those came from.
Macy looks her straight in the eyes.
Ditto.
For a second, I think the Shadow Queen is going to pop a blood vessel. Her face turns a vivid, unbecoming shade of violet, and her eyes look like they're about to bulge out of her head. But then she takes a deep breath and pushes to her feet.
This is growing tiresome. What is the real reason for this picture of false bravado?
Now that we're here, now that the Queen seems actually willing to hear me out, my mind races with uncertainties. Should I mention Lorelai first, or Mikai, or even the Celestial Dew? I know I'm only going to have one chance to convince her, so I need to choose wisely.
Come on now. Don't be shy, little girl. Let's hear that deal you've come so very far to offer.
Then a devious smile lifts one corner of her mouth.
And it better be an exceptional bargain if you hope to keep me from moving on to the torturing part of today's events that I've been so looking forward to.
The way she's talking to me, so saccharine and condescending, makes me not want to tell her anything. But the sooner we have this conversation, the sooner we can get the hell out of here. In the end, I decide to start with why we need her and not Lorelai. I figure if she knows how badly we need her help to save Mikai, maybe she'll be less likely to think it's a trick to play on her sympathies by mentioning her daughter. I have a friend who's dying from shadow poison. He was bitten by a shadow bug in the Impossible Trials.
And you're here to beg for his life. What a waste of time, trying to save another being. Caring about someone is a weakness your enemies can exploit.
Is that how you rule? I actually truly want to know her answer. By not caring about what happens to your subjects?
Don't speak to me of subjects. You have no idea what it's like to rule.